I'm Michael James. Another wintry blast is expected to wallop parts of Ontario into this evening. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Coulson says weather warnings are spread across a number of geographic areas in the province.
This system is so huge, we've got warnings pretty much in effect right across southern, eastern Ontario and northeastern Ontario. In fact, warnings now in place for Quebec and Atlantic Canada as well, as this system keeps moving east during the rest of the week.
It's still unknown whether the system will hit our broadcast area or just miss us, either traveling north or south. Coulson adds the weather system is a change from the usual lake effect localized snow bands that are common throughout the winter months. The Ontario Liberal Party has added candidates in two of the three ridings in our region. Kyle Allen is unofficially in Mushkagowok, James Bay, while Rick Elsmere will run in Temiskaming-Cochrane. Elsmere, who lives in Englehart, says another concern to him is the downloading of services to municipalities.
Thus, we've got the higher tax increases, and I think it's in pretty much every community. Another concern is the big bills that came in for all the communities for OPP this year. Download, download, download. Got to start to stop that.
Elsmere joins new candidate Stephen McLeod of the New Blue Party, Chris Rivard of the Green Party, Tory DeLaurier of the Conservatives, and incumbent John Vantoff. Meanwhile, there are four unofficial candidates for Muskegowak James Bay. Allen is joined by incumbent Guy Bourguin, Dave Plourde of the Conservatives, and Catherine Jones of the Green Party. There are still just two running for the Timmins riding, incumbent Conservative George Peary and Corey Lepage of the New Democrats. The deadline to file is Thursday at 2 p.m. We will now see two leaders' debates before the February 27th provincial election. A coalition of broadcast organizations has set a televised debate for the evening of the Family Day Monday. Conservative leader Doug Ford, Liberal Party leader Bonnie Crombie, Merritt Stiles from the New Democrats, and the Green Party's Mike Schreiner have all agreed to participate. The debate is open to any party with seats in the legislature. Another leaders' session is due this Friday in North Bay and will concentrate on issues important to Northern Ontario. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has appointed a former RCMP deputy commissioner as Canada's fentanyl czar. Kevin Brasseau will assume the role of coordinating Canadian efforts to stop the flow of drugs across the border, a position created to satisfy U.S. President Donald Trump. He'll also liaise with American agencies. Brasseau recently served as Deputy National Security and Intelligence Advisor to Trudeau. U.S. figures show their border agents seized about 22 kilos of fentanyl crossing Canada during the last fiscal year, compared to almost 10,000 kilograms coming into the U.S. from Mexico.